the CEO of the AHA and WA, and he joins me live on 6PR right now. Bradley, good afternoon.
Hi, Ollie.
Well, what's lockdown going to cost WA's hospitality industry?
We've estimated this week it's over $100 million. When you take into account all of the hospitality businesses in the Perth, Peel and Southwest region that have been affected, and then through to events, functions, weddings and everything else that's come with that, it's substantial. Now, we understand it was a necessary evil, a necessary requirement to, in order to stop the spread of COVID-19 if it had reached the community, and it was best for the government to take that safe approach. But there has been an economic cost, there has been a job cost, and there's been an income cost, particularly to the tens of thousands of people working in the hospitality sector.
So what do you make of a $500 electricity credit per business?
Look, it's a kind token gesture. It wouldn't even pay for half the wages of one staff member. So if you think about in the context of a business employing, you know, 100, 150 people in a pub or in a hotel, it really only covers half the wages of one person, and in the sense of what its value is, it's certainly not going to compensate the tens of thousands of dollars of produce that was thrown out on Monday and Tuesday. A lot of the business that's been dislocated throughout the week, so many businesses have had it extremely tough this week, and I think what it goes to show is that throughout the whole of the COVID shutdown period last year, the restrictions that we've had over the past 10 months and into this last week and then into the following 10 days as well, the tourism hospitality sector has borne the brunt of most of the restrictions and the cost of containing safety in the community. And we would like the state government to be a lot more thoughtful around how it can compensate and provide some support to those businesses that have been most affected this week.
The Premier did flag that, in fact, in his press conference earlier, Bradley, saying there may be more coming down the pipeline. What should the government cough up? Because last year we saw that almost $500 million package where there was an electricity credit, I think it was $2,500. There was some payroll tax and licence fee relief as well. I know that that was when we had a longer period of lockdown. What could be on the table? What should be explored?
Look, Ollie, the best way of the government providing the support is through relief from payroll tax, land tax, things like the toilet tax. These are areas that the state government can very quickly and easily turn the tap off to the revenue that is costing businesses huge expense. I mean, I was talking to a hotelier, one of the large accommodation hotels in the city. Just in the last month, they've received their $500,000 land tax bill. No discount, no exception. We're still seeing hotels that are empty having to pay $1,200-$1,300 a year toilet tax per toilet. And if you imagine a whole accommodation hotel with 300 rooms, multiply that across the board, it's hundreds and hundreds of thousands for hotels that are going empty. And so, you know, we think there is a reasonableness test here. Mm-hmm. It's not unfair for the government to provide some relief for those businesses that have borne the brunt of the shutdown and the restrictions. And we're just asking for Treasury and Finance to be a bit more reasonable in the consideration of putting their profit, their earnings and their surplus before the interests of keeping WA businesses alive.
9221 882 if you want to have your say. Bradley Woods, where will you be at 6:01 tonight?
I'll probably still be in my office, Ollie.
That's what the Premier said. Come on, you're the boss of this, the AHA. You've got to be one of the pubs, Bradley.
Look, I'm going to certainly try to be if I can. It's been a very, very busy day. And, of course, we've got a lot of members throughout the region that are wanting support and assistance. And we're continuing to do that. I mean, one of the good things, Ollie, we've had confirmation today that people can obviously, not have to wear their mask while they're eating or drinking. Yeah. They can take it off during that period. They can go to the counter, order their drink, carry it back to the table. It doesn't have to be a table service, which is obviously going to delay everything, but it does mean that everyone has to consume at the table, which, you know, I think the government has come up with a package over the next 8 days that's fair and reasonable. They listened to the concerns that we had. They came up with better numbers than we thought were potentially possible. Whilst disappointed about the 1 in 4 square metre rule, it's much better than limiting it to 20 or 30 people per venue, and that's a good outcome. But certainly we're waiting until Valentine's Day next Sunday to be able to take the masks off and to be able to get back to the normal caps on numbers, even though they are half of what we would have otherwise have. But I'm hoping that Valentine's Day is going to be the biggest one that we've ever seen in WA next Sunday, with no COVID-19 community spread as well.
Bring on the romance, Bradley. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Ollie. You too.
Bradley Woods there, the CEO.